Our guest at the cafe this morning is A&M Commerce Athletic Director Tim McMurray. Tim, good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
I saw a really uplifting video. It was the football guys getting their first glimpse of the new locker room there at Memorial Stadium in Ernest Hawkins Field. That must have been a great moment.
It was a great night, and I tell you, it was. I remember, you know, vividly the day. It was the day before we started spring football practice, and we got the kids in there early March, and unfortunately, they had two practices in there, and then we shut it down until further notice. So really excited about that. As you know, the improving our capital footprint has been one thing you and I have talked about for basically 5 years now. And we've taken steps where when I got here, there were basically, you know, three functioning locker rooms. And football, as you've heard me say, was a dressing room, not a true locker room where they could meet and dress all at one time and all of that. And so we took steps, first and foremost, got women's basketball and volleyball and men's basketball in the field house up to code, because I'm not sure that, as I somewhat infamously said at my press conference in 2015, I wouldn't have let my own daughters get dressed in there. So we pretty quickly got that fixed. We were able to combine some donor money and some over-realized athletics concession and other revenues and get the softball soccer locker room complex, which is as good as anybody in the country has for those programs done. We repurposed some space in Whitley Gym for men's and women's track locker rooms, and happy about that. We were able to do the golf locker rooms last summer, about a year ago at this time, over in the field house next to their indoor space. And now we have football. We're not going to hide it on a recruiting visit anymore. In the past, we might have said, oh, that's being cleaned, or no, we'll see that later. And then you hope the recruit forgets about it. But now we'll actually probably start the visit there because it is a crown jewel. Our kids deserve it. We had a little bit of success in reverse because most of the time it's like Field of Dreams. You know, you build it and they will come. What Colby Carthel and Ryan Ivey started here, and Coach Bailiff has certainly taken the baton from Coach Carthel and has all signs pointing in the right direction. It's only going to enhance. So the level of talent that we've been that our institution and Commerce, I think, in many ways sells itself. The talent we've been able to attract without the capital investment, I really do, and you've heard me say many times, the best days are still ahead for the Lions now that we've added this facility.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with A&M Commerce Athletic Director Tim McMurray. And we're almost out of time here, but just I'm also wondering, you know, with football, soccer, volleyball, not to mention the other sports, how are they keeping in shape? How are they training? How are you getting them? Normally, you would be getting them ready to play a season in the fall, but of course, they haven't been able to do that.
Yeah, great question. I appreciate you asking. I'm really proud. You know, you've heard me say it many times, and I'm going to continue to say it till they prove me wrong. I think we've got the eight best head coaches in America, and I work like that every day with that mindset. And the way that they've kept their kids engaged, really couldn't be prouder of that. And you know, they're doing Zoom meetings or having guest speakers. We've rekindled our Lion Leadership Academy. Keeping them engaged and mentally sharp and helping them get ready for that next step. And I'll tell you, I just have really, you know, so a lot of the kids are working out at home. Some of them may not have access, obviously, to a gym. Even if they did, they couldn't go in one. And I'm not saying everybody's staying perfectly in tip-top shape, because you can't replicate the workout you're going to get with our strength coaches here on campus. But I'm telling you, I think everybody's sharp. And I know from a classroom perspective, we're staying on top of that. You know, it's been very challenging, our thrower center staff staying in touch with the kids. But I do feel like, and certainly you can appreciate, you know, as a professor, and you know, with even with my sport management capstone class in health and human performance. A little more understanding, a lot more communication this spring that we didn't think we'd have to be doing. But we're all adapting to this environment, and I'm proud of the way our kids are handling it. I do think when we bring them back this summer, or at what point we can bring them back this summer, it'll be a very different type of conditioning just because we haven't been through this long of a layoff. In some cases, you know, for these kids that have been playing their sports 10, 12 years.
Well, Tim,
if we swim, you know, if you're on a swimming or running regimen and you just stop for 8 weeks, you don't just get back on the bike and start riding again.
Well, that's a good question is, you know, how do you get them ready for game activity? Tim, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the telephone line.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Tim McMurray, A&M Commerce Athletic Director. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.